Thanks for listening to the Art Tactic Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Green. This week's episode, we're joined by Jose Da Silva, exhibitions editor at the Art Newspaper. On an annual basis, they release, I think, the most fascinating and comprehensive study on museum visitors, and it's always great to dig in and see what the latest trends are. And Jose is kind enough to join us to chat about this year's study. Jose, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Adam. It's great to be here.
Definitely. Yeah, it's great to have you back to kind of get a sense for how things are going in the museum world over the last year. For our listeners that aren't familiar, the Art Newspaper's annual survey is the most comprehensive worldwide study of museum visitor numbers. I mean, that there's so many museums, so many people attending museums. Before we even dig into some of the details in this year's survey, tell us, what exactly is your methodology for gathering so much data, and how long have you been doing it?
Sure. Well, each year we contact around 500 to 600 museums around the world, and we ask them for their visitor figures, how many people have visited their museums in the previous calendar year. We've been doing this survey since 1997 was the first one we did at the Art Newspaper. The survey kind of format's changed a little over the years. Initially, we only asked for visitor numbers to individual exhibitions, and later on we started to ask for total attendance to museums, which is what I think people find most interesting and most kind of useful. And every year we'll in the first instance we'll contact these museums around the world and ask them for their figures and a few other bits of kind of key information, how they count the visitor numbers, the most popular show that year, any reasons for kind of visitor figures going up or down. And then we publish a big report around the figures in our April issue every year. And that kind of includes analysis of the kind of trends and other kind of things that we've kind of noticed over the past year or so.
It's a lot of work, and it's, I think, really interesting to look at the numbers because there isn't really that much transparency about some of these museum trends outside of what you provide. So before we even talk about some of the biggest takeaways of this survey, can you remind us, just looking back in the last few years, how difficult was COVID for museums and what was attendance like during that period?
I guess it's probably obvious to say, but the kind of COVID period and all the lockdowns was probably the toughest time for museums in centuries, I'd say. For example, we usually kind of add up we take the top 100 museums in the world and we add up their combined visitor figures. So to give you an example, in 2019, which was the kind of the last full year pre-COVID, museums around the world had 230 million visitors, and that dropped in 2020 to 54 million. So that's a fall of three quarters, or more actually, 77% fall from one year to the next as museums kind of shut around the world. And I guess the other thing to point out about that period was that we were still contacting these museums and trying to get hold of them and get their figures for 2020. And it was the kind of first time doing this survey. I've been doing it since, me personally working on it since 2015. It was the first time that there was a real kind of personal element to this. So you contacted museums and there were bounce back responses because people were put on, in some countries such as the UK, where I'm based, they were put on furlough, so press offices were no longer working, or people were working from home and finding it difficult to get a hold of figures. So there was a real kind of a more kind of personal element to the number crunching that year. And then since 2020, museums have started to recover slowly, but it's still been kind of a long slog, I'd say. But yeah, the kind of, not only the lockdown, but the kind of aftermath of lockdown, so the sort of the drop in tourism around the world really, really impacted museums in a huge way.
Now to this year's survey, what was the biggest takeaway or a few takeaways from this year's survey?
I think the kind of general feeling that we have, so I co-edit this supplement with a colleague of mine called Lee Cheshire, when we were speaking about this beforehand, is that there seems to be a sort of return to normality. It seems to be the first year where museums, or major museums at least, are kind of hitting their pre-COVID numbers, sometimes exactly, sometimes just under, sometimes, just over. Although the kind of total attendance of the top 100 museums is still down compared to 2019, down by around 20% still, the sort of major museums around the world seem to be doing pretty well. So the most visited art museum in the world last year was the Louvre in Paris, which had 8.9 million visitors, which is 8% below its 2017 figure. And the second most visited museum was the Vatican Museums in Italy, with 6.8 million visitors, which was only 2% down on its pre-pandemic numbers. So the kind of general feeling is that things are kind of, on the most part, getting back to normal. I mean, we have, for example, some museums hitting their exact 2019 numbers. So the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam had 2.7 million visitors in 2023, and that's pretty much the same as they had in 2019. Last year, they were obviously helped by their kind of big Vermeer blockbuster, so that really gave them a push back to pre-pandemic numbers. But museums around the world, so as far, as diverse as like the Getty Villa in Los Angeles, which hit its almost exact pre-COVID numbers, or the National Museum of Scotland, the same with 2.2 million, which is almost exactly the same numbers they had in 2019. So these, I think, well, these are museums hitting their sort of ceiling capacity, I think, which is kind of is a nice sign. And I guess the only way to surpass those numbers is either to build a new museum or build extensions, which we also saw in our survey. There are a few examples of museums that did that, surpassing their 2019 numbers by quite a significant number. I can give you some examples of those if you want. I mean, the Art Gallery in New South Wales, sorry, the Art Gallery of New South Wales in Sydney, which opened a major extension in 2022. They had their numbers were up by 51% last year. Or another kind of example is the National Museum in Oslo, which again opened in 2022, bringing together several national museums under one roof. So it brought together the National Gallery, its Museum of Decorative Arts and Design, its Museum of Contemporary Art, etc., all under one big, almost half a billion dollar, actually more than half a billion dollar building on Oslo's waterfront. And that and they surpassed a million visitors that year, which now makes it the most popular museum in Scandinavia. So museums that have obviously expanded have surpassed their figures in 2019. And a few other major museums around Europe also, some more kind of traditional museums also had record years. So the Musée d'Orsay in Paris, the Uffizi and Accademia in Florence, all three of those museums had record years surpassing 2019.
Yeah, I wanted to actually ask you, kind of drill down and look at some of the museums, who gained maybe the most visitors in the survey compared to years past, and then if there were some you were open to identifying that actually maybe had less numbers than in past, and that I guess that could occur for a variety of reasons.
So yeah, those ones I just mentioned that had sort of record years. I mean, the most popular museum in the US last year was the Met, which had saw a huge jump in numbers compared to its previous year in 2022, when it was beaten to the kind of to being the top museum in the US by the National Gallery of Art in Washington. So in most years, the Met is usually the most popular art museum in the US. But the New York museums, I think, struggled a bit more than some other cities in regaining their pre-COVID numbers. But last year, 2023, the Met was, and this is just the Met on Fifth Avenue, they had 5.4 million visitors, which was up 10% compared to pre-COVID, and up 67% compared to 2022, which is like an amazing kind of bounce back. That was helped by their most popular show, which was Van Gogh's Cypresses, which had nearly 500,000 visitors. So they were kind of a success story last year. In terms of some museums that didn't do so well, in the UK, we're a bit behind you guys over there in the US. So in general, our top 10 museums were down, and the biggest drop was the National Gallery in London, which again, in last year's survey, also performed very poorly. And then this year they did a little better than last year, but they were kind of slow. They're still yet to regain their pre-COVID numbers. I should say that they closed their Sainsbury wing in 20 late 2022, so that has affected their kind of capacity and also the kind of way to get the entrances to the museum. But the National Gallery had the biggest drop in raw numbers in our whole survey, which is quite a surprise. So they went from in 2019 they had 6 million visitors, and then in 2023 down to 3.1 million. So almost a drop of, or almost 50% drop.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mentioned a few major exhibitions that occurred at some of the museums you identified. Is the idea of, blockbuster exhibitions, does it feel like that's a really still a major driving force in attendance for museums? And as a result, do you feel like that's, a big priority for a lot of museums to try to have these kind of exhibitions in order to draw attendance?
I think there was a sort of conversation during the pandemic and just after, when museums and a sort of commentator spoke about the death of the blockbuster, or that museums would start putting on shows sort of closer to home, or their collections, or think, or kind of maybe a bit more muted, and the blockbuster, or this idea of getting hundreds of thousands of people into your museum was dead. But in fact, we found that the blockbuster still works, and and as I mentioned earlier, the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam, with its Vermeer show, and even though it limited numbers going into that show to try and make it a sort of comfortable experience, and also because most Vermeer paintings are quite small, so it's difficult to get people around them. They in the last few days they were open 24 hours a day, and that Blockbuster show really boosted their numbers. And I think I think the Blockbuster show has not gone away. Van Gogh seems to be an artist that kind of draws numbers. I think the digital numbers wherever there are shows of his work. So the Musée d'Orsay that I mentioned earlier, there, I think their most popular show last year was also a Van Gogh exhibition there, and they beat their pre-pandemic figures by 6%. So although we don't collect extensive data on exhibitions, which we once did before the pandemic, we do still ask museums to report their most popular shows. And from what we've seen, the blockbuster shows are not back as big as they were before COVID, but they're starting to edge that way. And I think they will continue to figure highly in future surveys.
I was also wondering if there are any kind of geographical trends you've seen in the last few years in regard to museums, maybe being more or less visited by certain regions than in the past. So, are certain regions you're seeing more museums pop up or more attendance in those regions than perhaps in the past?
I guess one thing I should mention as well, one of the kind of caveats with our survey is that the national museums in China, which often are visited by millions of people, their government do not release the figures until later in the year, and they won't give out figures. So that's a caveat. But that's a region that museum attendance is growing in a lot. But in terms of other regions, as I mentioned earlier, the UK is not doing very well compared to its kind of equivalent countries around Europe, or even and compared to the US. Last year, some of the museums blamed a drop in tourism, but tourism figures are kind of almost recovered back to kind of pre-pandemic numbers. Another region, actually, I mean, one of the obvious regions that's not doing very well is are the museums in Russia. Following the Russia-Ukraine war. So, for example, the Kremlin Museums and the Garage Museum of Contemporary Art in Moscow are both down around two-thirds on their figures from 2019. The state's Hermitage Museum is down by a third. So they're pretty badly kind of affected by international tourism, or collapse in kind of foreign tourism to the country. But the one major museum in the country that's kind of bucking that trend is the State Russian Museum in St. Petersburg, which was actually up compared to pre-pandemic figures by 20%. So that's kind of an outlier. And that museum houses the kind of largest collection of Russian art. So I guess Russians want to see Russian art at the moment. I mean, there's maybe an internal tourism is still kind of happening as opposed to international tourism to the country. But yeah, that's the kind of the region that we've seen the biggest kind of drop anyway in it internationally. But I mean, geopolitics affects sort of the kind of does affect museum figures. So a few years ago, we reported on the Palace Museum in Taipei. Around, I think it was around 2018, 2019, their figures dropped quite a lot, and that was after a change in government earlier in 2016 had kind of affected their relationship with China, and the drop in Chinese and tourism from mainland China massively affected their figures. So the kind of geopolitics do affect museum does can affect museum attendance figures around the world.
Well, Jose, we really appreciate you coming on the podcast and helping us dive into some of the data and your really fascinating annual survey. So I know you had an article come out this past week, and I know you have more on the report coming out this upcoming week. What can our listeners expect to see on the art newspaper?
Well, yes. So this week we'll be releasing. So the report comes with our April issue in the kind of supplement form. So there's the main analysis of the sort of ups and downs of museum figures around the world. We publish a top 100 art museums in the world, and then we also have a few other kind of features about sort of hot topics around museum attendance. So this year we have one on kind of the rise of certain types of social media. We have one article looking at this the Van Gogh Museum and the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam, which both had kind of blockbuster shows, the Vermeer that I mentioned earlier, but also Van Gogh Museum did a collaboration with Pokemon, which kind of sent people a bit crazy there, rushing to kind of collect them all, so to speak. And so this will all be out online this week on theartnewspaper.com, and also with the April issue, which probably lands later this week in people's in subscribers' homes or in shops.
Perfect. Jose, thanks so much again for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Adam. Thanks for having me.